during this season of harvest and thanksgiving, let us be thankful. For the H in the word thankful, I am thankful for God's help. The Bible says, I will look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. God is our refuge, a very present help in trouble. Let us come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The word help in the preceding verse deals with the rope system that was used to wrap around ships to hold them tight during a violent storm. God is our support system as He wraps His arms of strength and support around us in times of trouble. I am thankful for God's help. Lord, I'm thankful.
Lord, I'm thankful like David after Goliath.
With that familiar theme, welcome to Tuesday.
Yay.
That's kind of like a Wednesday / Friday.
Well, yeah, the day before the day before the holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know, we're definitely in the home stretch. And did you give the turkey away?
Not this morning.
Okay.
No, not this morning.
You've kind of been on this roll.
I was. I don't know what happens. I think sometimes, you know, it gets more competitive as we get down toward the end. Phone calls get really, really, it gets busy. And
yeah.
So, you know, hey, we got one to try to do this afternoon, maybe.
And then one tomorrow.
Yeah.
And in the morning, I'll be in early. So I'm going to do my best to give it away before Swap Shop tomorrow.
Okay.
Because that's, you know, Wednesday prior.
Yeah, give people time.
Yeah. So if you'd like to use it for Thanksgiving, if you win and you live close, you're welcome to come by and pick it up. So be listening again this afternoon and then the first part of tomorrow.
All right.
And it's kind of, I don't know, it's a little sad that we're at the end of the turkey season.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's. I was just thinking about the fact that I was going through the list because I had a caller call this morning said asking if you were here and said that they were going to be stopping by or get in contact with you because they wanted to sponsor a ham. And I'm thinking, is that going to start anytime soon? Because it sure is.
It is.
Even though we may be coming to the end of turkeys, it's going to jump right back into hams coming here in about a week.
We'll start a week from Thursday on the 1st of December.
What about that?
So December 1, we'll be ringing in the bells of Christmas.
How about,
So we're looking forward to that. We're 2 days away from Thanksgiving, and if you thaw your turkey in the fridge, I hope you've already kind of done your calculations, or kind of getting skinny on time as far as getting that done. But if you want to be like me, I've cooked mine frozen for a number of years. Sonny Moffitt told me this years ago, and it has worked well. You just take the frozen turkey, open it, take the wrapper off, of course, and put it in an oven bag. Follow the directions on the oven bag. I usually put about a quarter cup of water in mine, you know, and a little bit of flour, too. And you're welcome to salt, pepper, do whatever you want to your bird, and then stick it in that oven bag. Put it in your oven overnight.
It'll work.
I usually cook about a 20-pound turkey, so mine will cook for about 12 hours. If you've got a smaller turkey, probably a little, you know, a little less time. And toward the end, I will crank up the temperature a little bit, like the last hour, just to kind of crisp up the skin if you want that. But it's super easy. Then you take what's the neck and things, just when you take it out of the oven, I remove those then. Because, of course, you can't get them out when it's frozen. It's good. It's a moist turkey. My family seems to like it.
Of course, you know, a lot of people, they'll cook turkeys. Some people will cook hams. I mean, it's okay to have ham for Thanksgiving.
You can have whatever you want.
You can have ham. You can have, because Thanksgiving is like for everything. I mean, we had our dinner Sunday and at the church, and we had everything from, I mean, we had chicken, which is poor man's turkey, I guess, these days. These days, it'd be poor man's turkey, given that. I saw where, you know, of course, and, you know, I kind of chuckle every time, or gobble every time when I hear the president pardoning the turkeys, you know, did you catch the names of the
chocolate and Chip?
But they were 50 pounds apiece,
big
50-pound turkeys,
and they were white.
White turkeys, 50 pounds. Of turkey meat.
I've never seen a turkey you could buy in a store that heavy.
I don't think you can really. I mean, that's huge.
And maybe
I mean, that would probably take up most people's dinner table.
I don't know if it'd fit in my oven.
I mean, that's those are huge. I know those are symbolic, but still, you know, anyway. I just couldn't get over the weight. When they told the weight of them today, I'm thinking, man.
Really?
Those are huge.
Like, oh, my goodness.
50 pounds.
Well, there's been a lot of people talking about, you know, what they're going to cook and whatnot. And I hope I brought that idea. I don't know what it was, but it'll be okay.
I got it.
Oh, well, thank you. I don't know what that note said. Maybe it was this day in history. But
it was.
There is a hotline you can call if you have questions about your turkey and what to do. It's 1-800-BUTTERBALL. And it's a real thing. They started back in the early 1980s when six home economic folks said, you know what, people need help. So they started it, and they answered maybe, 11,000 or so phone calls November and December. Well, that's expanded from early 80s to now. They have more than 50 home economic specialist, and they answer more than 100,000 questions.
Interesting.
And some of the most odd, again, that's where my mind goes, what are some of the most odd questions you've had? They said that probably up toward the top, and they've heard it more than once, is, can I brine my turkey in the washing machine? That was really a call. And another one that's quite interesting, it says, the family dog is inside the turkey, and I can't get it out. It was a little chihuahua. Yeah, they did manage to help the owners get the dog out safely. And another was worried that her turkey would not be able to be pulled out of the oven because she figured it would rise like bread does. but they helped her out and let her know that and it's really sad that those are calls that they get. But again, 1-800-BUTTERBALL, it's a legitimate phone line if you've got questions, and you really do want to be careful as far as, you know, properly handling your turkey. Nobody wants, you
nobody wants to get sick. And nobody wants to get, make sure that you can obviously handle it, depending on how the size of it, getting it out and things. But also, too, we've said it numerous times, but I guarantee it, there'll be a story. There's going to be a story come up on Friday of somebody who decided they were going to dump a frozen turkey into a vat of boiling oil, and somebody's going to get hurt.
Bad hurt.
And it's bad hurt. Yeah. I'm telling you, just bad hurt. I mean, when you have firemen who do the demonstration, and they're holding a turkey strung to a string on the end of a pole and dropping it down in there to show people.
And they usually
what happens,
have some
and they've got all their gear on. They got all their
on.
Gear on. Yeah, they, I mean, they're standing there way off, at least 10 or 12 feet away, and they're dropping his thing in to show everybody what happens when you do it. There's going to be a story, sadly.
Yeah.
Sadly, there's going to be a story that someone is going to try to do that. So, again, I mean, I'd rather take my chances with a bologna sandwich.
I would too, folks. It's not worth it. And your turkey has to be 100% thawed.
Yes.
I mean, completely, if you're going to fry it in the deep fryer. So leave that to folks who know what they're doing.
Remember the old saying, water and oil don't mix.
Yeah.
They don't. And when, particularly frozen water, when it hits hot oil, it becomes projectiles. And it will explode.
It'll
literally
blow metal
apart everything.
Cookers.
Somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
So please don't do that.
And watch little kids. If you have little children in your home, or maybe the grandkids are coming over, be careful with them around the stove, and make sure that your handles to your pots are turned where they can't accidentally grab them.
Also, never leave
your food unattended when it's cooking.
Think about it. If you ever, like, say you're cooking French fries in a deep fryer at home, you pull the frozen French fries out of a bag, and you drop them in the oil. What's going to happen? It splatters all over the place.
Yep.
And that's, imagine that like 1,000 times bigger whenever you do it with a turkey or something like that. So, again, watch out. Be sure. Like you said, turn handles away from the front of the stove if you're cooking on the stove. You know, most ovens have the locking mechanism on them so they don't get inside.
Yeah.
And these are all common sense things, but they all inevitably, sadly, things happen around the holidays because we get so distracted and get so carried away with everything. So be careful.
It gets busy, and just try to stay focused. If you're the one in the kitchen or one of many in the kitchen, just, again, try to avoid any distractions there that might result in someone getting hurt.
Yep.
AAA says a bunch of folks are going to be traveling 50 miles or more. Well, about 54.6 million people, to be exact. And they say most folks are going to drive.
All right.
And that's followed by folks flying, which they're having to pay a whole lot more for airline tickets. And then some people will go by bus, train, or even cruise ship. So there you have it.
Yeah.
I wanted to give this the best and worst time to travel by car over the next few days.
Right.
So tomorrow, I've often heard that the Wednesday prior to Thanksgiving is the single busiest travel day of the entire year.
I would imagine,
because people will sometimes float around days getting home for Christmas or going somewhere, but most folks, Wednesday's the day to head somewhere for Thanksgiving. So tomorrow, the worst time to be on the road is 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Yeah.
They say travel early before 8 or later after 8.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving Day, I thought this was odd. 11 to 3 is the worst time.
Hmm.
I would have thought really early because people trying to get somewhere. But these are the folks that know the best time to travel on Thanksgiving is before 11 or after 6.
Okay.
Same time on Friday, maybe even after 8, a little bit later. Saturday, the worst time for Saturday and Sunday is between 4 and 8 p.m. Everybody traveling home in the afternoons.
Trying to get home.
So they say both days travel, you know, before 2 and if you can, or after 8. So there's some tips from AAA.
Yeah. And for our area, we're probably going to see some rain come in at Thanksgiving night from what I was seeing. So we're going to see some rain about 80% or so Thursday night and into Friday and kind of taper off through the weekend. But good thing is our temperatures are going to be moderate, so we're not going to see any of the frozen stuff. I think one forecast showed some, not ours, but some possible, maybe some flakes in the higher elevations at night due to that rain coming in, possibly in the very, very high elevations along the Tennessee border, but not for us here. So not going to get quite as cold over the next few nights. So that's good news.
Yeah, it's been rather chilly.
Yeah.
I'm seeing some rain on the radar, and I
well, we started out supposed to be partly sunny today is what the forecast started out with, and then it said increasing clouds, and we've seen this rain kind of slip in on us. And it's being held together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of it's dissipated because there's a lot of dry air over us. And so we've had a very good stretch of dry very low humidity right now. Mm-hmm. I think right now we're up a little bit today compared to yesterday. I think our humidity was down in the 30s percentile. And now we're up a little bit because of this moisture that's trying to creep in.
I don't know if it's making it to the ground, but the radar's picking up some showers over in the – or cloud cover with moisture.
Mm-hmm.
Franklin, Robbinsville, Hayesville coming that way toward Bryson City and moving on in Jackson County.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see how all that plays out.
Yeah.
Something else that I saw today, law enforcement in Western North Carolina are just putting the word out that mountain patrol cars will be lighting up on Thanksgiving Eve, which is tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. And what they're doing is they're going to be positioning their patrol cars in areas that have a history of DUI or speeding or just general traffic offenses, you know, aggressive driving, high accident area, etc. They're going to park their cars in those areas at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening, and they will run their blue lights for 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And they say that it is meant, they say, to light up a very important message.
Okay.
If you drink and drive, they're not putting up with it. I kind of paraphrase that, but that's what they're saying. And the district attorney said they have a zero tolerance policy. You get caught, you will be prosecuted.
Right.
And so we're just passing it along. Shouldn't be drinking anyway.
Right.
But they also say speeding, aggressive driving, unsafe movements, those things. So that's tomorrow evening. So if somehow you're traveling, heading to church, if your church has Wednesday night, or maybe you've got it tonight. But tomorrow night, 6 o'clock for about 5 to 10 minutes.
Well, you know, the key is that, too, they want to emphasize, I think, number one, not only is alcohol a factor, but also whether you're driving under the influence or whether you're driving while impaired. Those two things pretty much go hand in hand in the fact that you can be impaired by other substances, even to the point of prescription meds.
Yes.
If you are on a prescription, you showing your prescription if you get pulled over because you're doing some hazardous driving is not going to get you out.
No.
It's not, because it says it right there on the bottle. Do not take while driving.
Yeah.
And so on and so on. So that being said, they're going to be an enhanced presence over the next several days and even through most of the holidays all the way through New Year's.
Yeah.
And so again, be mindful of that. And I know most folks may be listening to us right now, obviously don't do those things, but you may know people or you may know family or whoever. I'm thankful that they're out in force.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to watch those construction zones. They're going to be watching those speeding areas. And I tell you, it's a good thing that they're doing what they can to try to save lives. It's so important that they do. Speaking of saving lives, I almost hit two this morning.
Deer.
Big boys.
Oh,
I saw the biggest. I'm telling you, if I'd have been, well, if I would have been in the woods at that time of the morning, it wasn't quite daybreak yet, but this guy, and I said, because he was a big boy. I mean, and I ain't going to tell you where he is, because I know it's mostly on private land, but he was he's the biggest buck I've seen in a long time.
Oh, wow.
And he come across the road and just stood on the edge of the road as I went by. I slowed down, got slowed down. The first one was down next to my house. The second one was right over here. I'll tell you, it's over here near Crab Creek. But I got slowed down enough, and he just turned, and he'd go probably a good 12, maybe a big 12.
Oh, wow.
Big 12, 14, close. I'm telling you, he was big. I mean, he was big. I'm flabbergasted because he was big. I mean, I would probably like get nervous if I saw him in a deer stand looking at him.
Get the adrenaline going.
I probably would have missed him in the whole 9 yards. But I'm glad he missed me because he just got across the road and stood there. And I stopped and I looked at him. and then I drove on. Mm. But he was a beauty. So, but anyway, it's bad right now, folks.
They're moving.
There was a lady in front of me. I mentioned it yesterday. There was a young girl going to work yesterday morning, hit one right down here at Whitener Road. And I stopped and made sure she was okay. Sheriff's deputy was already on his way to her. And it turned out, and her dad pulled up behind me, so it was good. But they are out and about, and it's quite dangerous of a morning. So please, between the hours of about 4 and 6, mm-hmm. is when they're really, really moving this time of year. So be careful.
Yesterday, I had a couple of appointments. I appreciate Brother Eddie taking care of things while I had to slip out. But I was coming back from on 26. And up on the bank, this was about 4 o'clock. Mm. Up on the bank, something caught my eye, and it was a good sized doe. Mm-hmm. But she flicked her tail, and it caught my attention. The white there, and I'm like, please don't jump off. She was up on the high bank where there's a little bit of a retaining wall.
Yeah.
But you know, you had the story not long ago about the lady, God bless her, that a bear came over like the guardrail, and there's nowhere for you to go or it to go, and it totaled her car. Mm. Thankfully, nobody was hurt, but just be aware that now's the time, and they are moving, and like early morning,
late afternoon, early mornings.
Yeah.
I'm just
slow
saying, he was a big old boy.
You might have venison for Thanksgiving.
Well, you were mentioning ham and turkey and chicken and all that stuff, but boy.
Get the deer meat.
Get the venison out. Give me some good tenderloin.
Backstrap.
Get some backstraps and get them fried up and get them put in some biscuits. We have those for Christmas morning. That's our big thing. My son-in-law and the boy, my grandsons, and we like to have that. Christmas morning, we'll cook those. That'll be our breakfast.
That's a special thing.
We all get that deer meat down and cook it.
Deer tenderloin. Well, maybe you're doing pies for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, everybody has their own twist on it. Again, there's no rules. You can have what you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, this survey was done strictly in North Carolina. High Point University polled over 1,000 North Carolinians to find out what their favorite pie was.
Mm.
Very few people said that they weren't sure. Then at the bottom of the list that they named was strawberry pie. Mm. So, for Thanksgiving, I'm not much on that. Blueberry, peach pie. Now, a peach cobbler, peach pie. Cherry pie. But now we're in the top five.
Okay.
The fifth most popular pie in our state is chocolate, followed by apple, if you're moving up the chain.
Yep.
Sweet potato pie is number 3.
Okay.
Pecan pie is number 2. And once again, for I don't know how many years running, pumpkin pie is the number 1 choice of North Carolinians.
Yeah. They go hand in hand. Thanksgiving, pumpkin pie.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a thing.
I mean, you know, not
it's kind of like New Year's, people eat their black-eyed peas and collard greens, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And their ham hocks and all that stuff. Well, Thanksgiving, you have to have pumpkin pie.
And cranberry sauce.
Yes.
I mean, I could have had probably the same can of cranberry sauce my entire life and just kind of got it out. We never eat it, but you have to have it.
Right.
Now, I've heard that if you have homemade cranberry sauce, it's a whole different world.
Yeah.
I'm not much on, you know, the little gelled stuff that you
someone
open
made.
Out
I think
of a
I know
can.
Who the lady, precious lady was, but she cooked, she made a cranberry cream cheese cake.
Ooh.
At our dinner the other day,
now
and
that,
it was good. You know, it was actually mixed in with the
ooh.
with the cake mix.
Yeah.
Baked in to the cake mix.
I could go. That'd be my kind of cranberry sauce.
Was good. That was good. It really was. Yeah.
But we look forward to celebrating with you. And I wanted to say thank you to Anthony and Lydia and Miss Karen.
Yeah.
They're going to be in here on Thursday and Friday, giving us the day off.
Yeah.
And we're working the schedule where they've got time that they can be with their families as well. But I sure do appreciate their willingness to work.
Yeah. Miss Karen says pecan pie, yum.
Oh, yeah. 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 I just, you know, some of those. We do a little cheater pie. It's a Crystal Light pie. Mm-hmm. I'm really big on easy recipes. So this one's like super easy. You just get the, you know, pie crust. You can make your own, but yeah, just like a graham cracker pie crust.
Yep.
And this is sugar free and fat free for folks that may be watching that. But you get the little Crystal Light drink packets. Mm-hmm. Use lemon. And you take sugar free instant vanilla pudding. Put about a cup of milk in the pudding, less than it requires because you want it to be thick. Put in your little packet of Crystal Light and a tub of Cool Whip. Do the sugar-free, and you're done.
Cool.
That's it. Pour it in your pie crust and put it in the fridge.
I'm surprised. Does cheesecake count as a pie, or is it more of a cake?
See, I think that's...
I mean, I like cheesecake, but it comes in a pie pan.
Yeah.
I mean,
has a crust on it.
And it has a crust on it, and it's you put all kind of toppings on it.
I would
classify it as a pie.
And then if it is a pie, why in the world was it not in the top five?
Why was it not on the top five?
I mean,
because I'm a cheesecake connoisseur.
Oh man, I've never met cheesecake. Yeah, I didn't
all
like.
Kind of cheesecake. Yeah, now there's
but it's
a
called cheesecake.
I don't know why they call it that.
Maybe
it started out that way.
Maybe it would be weird to be cheese pie.
Yeah, but it's kind of weird to say that
cheese. Yeah,
it'd be kind of weird to say cheese pie.
So cheesecake, I guess maybe.
Just... Of course, pizza started out being called pies.
Pizza pie.
You go up north and you ask you know that they're you go to a restaurant anywhere up north,
mm-hmm.
and that's what you'll order. You'll
still
order a pie.
That?
They're still called that. You go ahead and order a pizza pie, and
well, it's got a crust.
It's come from the old country. You know that's where it was called.
I could see that.
Yeah.
It has a crust and toppings.
Instead of sweet toppings, it's got vegetables and
hearty
and all kind of
things.
Yeah, you make them. I'm telling you, pizza is right in the category of healthy food. It's got all your main food groups on board. See, I'm telling you, it's got all. You got your veggies, you got your meat, you got your bread.
You got anything you want to put on it.
I mean, you got your dairy, you got cheese on it. I mean, everything is there. You remember that triangle we learned when we was in high school
the
food groups? We all learned that. They threw that out the window because it ain't supposed to be taught that way anymore.
Yeah, we did. We learned it that
it's
way.
Healthy pizza is good.
I would say yay and amen to that. So have some pizza and some cheesecake.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Well, okay. Cheesecake is primarily called cheesecake because cheese is its main ingredient.
Okay.
All right.
Cream cheese,
like sweetened soft cheese. No, I don't know about the cottage cheese thing.
I'm not a cottage cheese.
No, cream cheese maybe. Cottage cheese, mm-mm.
Yeah.
No, y'all can have that cottage cheese stuff. That looks too much like something else.
That milk that went bad. I'm sorry.
I'll leave it alone. It kind of tastes like it too.
You know, another thing I can't bring myself to even try is buttermilk.
Yeah.
It's a consistency thing. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
I didn't know this. Brother Wayne says northern folks also refer to spaghetti sauce as gravy.
Really?
I didn't know that. Because spaghetti sauce as gravy. I guess you're pouring it over something.
Okay, yeah.
I guess so. So. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I could see it.
Well, I know in England, a biscuit is a cookie.
Right.
Not a biscuit. Because we were there and you asked for biscuits and gravy and they look at you like, that's nasty.
Well, what do you expect from people that don't add sugar to tea?
Well, and true that.
Okay. I mean, they don't add sugar to tea and the only way you order tea in England is hot.
That's right.
You can't.
And they put milk in it.
And if you have to ask for, because I did this and I looked like a, because I was there, stationed there.
Uh-huh.
And I ordered a glass of sweet tea, and he look at you like you are not from this planet.
First of all,
they bring your ice in a separate glass, and they bring you a separate container of sugar, and they bring you hot tea, and they say mix it yourself if that's what you want. Because they will not. It's like un-English. Un-English to do that.
It's kind of like, crossing a line so there you have it. That's
your
food lesson for today.
Yeah.
Well, it's Thanksgiving, so food lessons are okay.
Yeah.
We'll take a look at Carolina calendar because I have tomorrow. I'll probably read the items and fairly close to the beginning, and then we'll just have some songs of Thanksgiving during this time tomorrow. I will have your items, but we'll go ahead if you'd like before today is over, and we'll take a look at our items. But we'll jump into Swap Shop for today, 828-884-9427.
All right, let me grab mine because I have my screen closed out. Here's Wanted, a cord of split seasoned hardwood. They are here in the Penrose area. So someone here in the Penrose area needing some split seasoned hardwood, a cord of it. 553-4680. 553-4680.
There's more sticks of wood in a cord of wood than you realize.
You better believe it.
Now, in a cord, 4 feet high by 8 feet long. Is that,
and four,
is that
yeah, correct? 4 feet high, uh-huh. 4 feet wide.
Okay, so you got to go wide.
Long.
So 4 by 4 by 8.
4 by 4 by 8. Mm-hmm.
So that's like if you run regular stove wood, that's probably 2 ricks deep, right?
Yeah.
2 stacks deep to be 4 feet?
Well,
maybe more?
No, well, you know, 4 feet across, 4 feet high, and 8 feet long.
Okay.
So if you stack it in ricks in like a 4 foot bed of a truck.
Right.
Okay. And because most beds on pickup truck, if you have an 8 foot bed,
okay,
they're only 2 foot high. So it'd be double the height of a normal height of a bed.
Full.
Full.
Yeah.
All the way to the tailgate.
Yeah.
So about the height of a cab of a pickup truck, all the way back to the tailgate.
Yeah.
If you have a long wheelbase pickup truck,
that's a cord of wood.
Most trucks, unless you have a heavy duty pickup, will not carry a
just a
regular half ton truck, won't carry a cord of wood.
Can't do
no,
that.
No, can't do it.
Yeah. So. Looking for 4 foot category 1 3-point hitch bush hog for a smaller tractor. They're also needing an extra extendable PTO shaft for a tractor. You can text or call and leave a voicemail. If there's no answer, 678-835-7384. 678-835-7384.
Here's for sale a Muncie 4-speed transmission and new Hurst Competition Plus shifter with T-handle for a GM product. 828-685-1894, 685-1894.
Electric battery-powered bicycle comes with the charger. It is in like-new condition. You can call for more information at 293-5002, 293-5002. And let me mention, if you're trying to call the radio station, again, we're short-staffed during Swap Shop time with no one in our radio office to answer the phones. If you need to get something to us, would you call, and I apologize, 884-7610, and Brother R.R. Davina will probably be the gentleman you get, and just let him know you need to get word to us down here about
mm-hmm.
something. So again, I apologize. It's just that
yeah.
time of year.
Yep.
Again, 884-7610
yep.
if you need to get something to us
right.
While we're on the air here.
Very good. Three Hounds Barbershop has an opening for a barber. They're located on the Asheville Highway in Balfour, just outside Hendersonville on 25 North. Contact Paxton at 828-393-4040, 393-4040.
Mr. Michael J. Rogers, Michael J. Rogers Masonry is hiring some folks looking for brick masons, stonemasons, and laborers, entry level or experienced. Benefits include health insurance, supplemental insurance, paid vacation, quarterly safety bonus, and annual Christmas bonus. You can apply online at rogersmasonry.com or call 828-424-7820. Again, rogersmasonry.com or call 424-7820.
Here's for sale a tan-colored suede couch for $200 in great condition. Comes from a smoke-free home. Call 577-5663 and leave a message if no answer. 577-5663 and leave a message.
Brand new large walker. It's the four-wheel type. Has the seat, $75. 388-0455. 388-0455.
And here are some Australian Shepherd puppies. They're about 10 weeks old now, up to date on their shots, been dewormed, and they're ready now for their forever home. $750 each. 384-4447. 384-4447. 47.
All right, let's see here. We've got, I was trying to look here. Yeah, I found a little song. If we got enough time, there's a funny little song that I found. So we'll see how that goes. You get all kinds of things in your email, and sometimes you take time to look at them,
yeah.
And then it's like, why did I waste 3 minutes of my time doing that? But every now and then you find something that's kind of cute.
Okay.
But we want to take a look at Carolina calendar items.
Before you do that,
sure.
I had a caller call in just a moment ago. Appreciate Brother R.R. taking that call for us. Can you explain again the frozen turkey method?
Sure. Right. Again, just unwrap your turkey. You can salt, pepper, do whatever you want to it. You get an oven bag.
Yep.
Those oven bags make me a way better cook than I am. That and cream of mushroom soup. But you take the frozen turkey and you're just going to put it in the oven bag, add a little bit of water, a little bit of flour ahead of time, however you want to do it. And then you'll seal it up with the little tie that comes with the oven bag.
Mm-hmm.
You'll need to put the holes in the top, just like the instructions say on the box. Turn your oven at about 175 to 200. You're going to put the turkey in a roasting pan in
mm-hmm.
the bag, and then you just put that in the oven as if you were just roasting the turkey regular.
Yeah.
But you're at that really low temperature, and you're going to cook it all night, and that's how it cooks while it's frozen. It basically thaws very slowly and then starts the cooking process, and it turns out very moist. And then when it's done, you'll take it and then carefully remove the neck and the bag of giblets, whatever's in there, you know,
mm-hmm.
in it, and remove it before you carve it.
Yep.
So it's very simple. Again, I've been cooking a frozen turkey for, I don't know, a long time, probably 20 years or so, and I thank Mr. Sonny Moffitt for putting me onto that, because sometimes
mm-hmm.
you just somehow find yourself needing to cook a turkey, and that's one of those things
yeah.
that if it's frozen, you're kind of up a creek unless yeah. you've got a method. So there's a method
there
for you.
There you go. All right. Well, we got some Carolina calendar items that we'd
yeah.
like to start off with, but letting you folks know, coming up next week, the 11th annual After Thanksgiving Jubilee at the Pilgrim's Way Baptist Church, starting Monday, November 28th through December the 2nd at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. each day. Several preachers, Brother Jimbo Seaton, Chad Watson, Curtis Ponder, Davey Shelton, Travis Parker, Michael Poindexter, Ken Bowman, and other preachers call from the floor with special singing by the Agee family, the Matthews family, and the Butcher family, and they're going to serve two meals each day. You can call Pastor Wayne Stafford at 828-429-7616 for more information. That is a wonderful meeting. You'll love it. Brother Wayne and his dear folk will treat you good, and you'll have a great time. Wonderful little country church out there on the back roads there in Rutherford County.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy it and have a great time.
Good place.
Yep.
Brother Steve, to answer your question, I usually run mine about 200, the temperature about 200 degrees. And if you've got, say, you know, I would say minimum of 10 hours, regardless of what size bird, you know, even a smaller bird, I'd say 10 hours on that. And if you've got a bigger bird, you'd need to add a little bit more time to it.
Good deal. Good deal. Just had a caller come in. We'll pause here in just a second.
Yeah.
I want to read this and say thank you. 1524 says, good afternoon, Brother Connor and Sister Christie. In this season of giving thanks, I am truly thankful for my dear WGCR family and the gospel ministry you provide. I am blessed every day by your ministry. In a world filled with bad news and discouragement, I can hear the good news of the gospel and get encouraged by listening to your station. Happy Thanksgiving, and may God richly bless each one of you. Love you all. Thank you. 1524. What a precious message.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for
Amen.
That.
Amen. Thank you. God bless y'all too.
Yeah.
Pray you enjoy a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Amen to that.
A couple other things here in Carolina calendar as you look ahead, coming up on December the 10th, which is a Saturday, 3 p.m. It is the Little River Christmas Parade. Going to meet at Little River Community Center, and they'll travel along Cascade Lake Road, and everybody's welcome to be a part.
Okay. Coming up on the 10th, the Mills River Fire Department with Mills River Parks and Rec, along with the Henderson County Sheriff's Department, going to be having the fire truck out with Santa on it. Going to be riding around the community December the 10th between 9 and 5, spreading Christmas cheer with candy as well, and hopefully some smiles. And, of course, due to the size of Mills River and all the mountain roads, they're not going to be able to travel up each road, but we'll pass through many neighborhoods as possible. If you want more information, call 890-2901 or go to millsriver.org.
The Hendersonville Farmers Market is hosting a holiday market coming up on Saturday, December 3rd. Maple Street is the location, and that's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Remind folks this week, the City of Brevard is not going to have garbage or cardboard collection Thursday, obviously, for Thanksgiving, and Friday, November 25th. Thursday's route is being collected as we speak today, and Friday's route is going to be collected on Wednesday, November 23rd.
Mills River Park and Rec Advisory Committee is going to be meeting 7 o'clock this evening, that meeting in the Commons Room of Mills River Town Hall.
The first annual Mistletoe Market and Family Fun Day will be on December the 4th in Rosmond after the afternoon filled with fun, food, and fellowship, and local artisans showcasing their talents and crafts. They'll have bounce houses, slides, inflatable games, all for free. The market will be held in conjunction with the Rosmond Christmas Parade. The barbecue shed will be set up for selling some of your favorites. They'll have cotton candy, snow cones, hot chocolate for purchase. And if you're interested in being a vendor, a sponsor, or volunteer, or a nonprofit or fundraising group, please email thebarbecueshednc@gmail.com. Or if you make sure you bring cash for the purchase, as vendors may not be able to accept alternate forms of payment.
Bethel Baptist Church did a food drive today of dry goods, and I don't know if they still have anything available. It started at 10 this morning. They're there off of Mills Avenue in Brevard.
And just a reminder, folks, the Anchor Baptist Warehouse will be closed starting tomorrow and going through next Tuesday in observance of Thanksgiving holiday. Regular hours will resume on Tuesday, November 29th.
And that's everything have right now.
Good deal.
And again, we'll be a little bit different schedule tomorrow, and then special good old gospel songs Thursday and Friday during this time. I pray you and your family enjoy
you
a wonderful
I hope
Thanksgiving.
You as well. Got all the family home and Brother Joe home and all that's
yes,
good.
Yes, on his way.
Yeah, he's on his way home. Well, good deal. Yeah, I hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving. And if you don't have a place, some churches, I'll put this invitation out, some churches may have altered their weekly schedule tomorrow night because it'd be Thanksgiving Eve.
Yeah.
I've done something a little different, Crossroads, this year. It's going to be a testimony and song service tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
If the Lord puts a message on my heart, I'm going to preach. But I'm just saying, I want to give an opportunity for folks to come
Amen.
And share their testimony about how good God's been and give God thanks.
Amen.
And so that's what we're going to start off with tomorrow night. So if you don't have any place to go, come down to Crossroads, 7 o'clock. Share your testimony. Maybe you got a song you'd like to sing.
Amen.
If your church is not having service, we'll extend an invitation to you.
Amen.
All right.
Be a good, we have a similar service at Anchored this year I'm most thankful for.
Yeah.
And folks that would like to share have an opportunity.
That's great.
And if your church is going to be kind of altering your service, maybe moving it to tonight, and you'd like for us to just remind folks about it, let us know.
Absolutely.
We'd be more than happy to.
All right. Very good.
Well, I'm looking at time. I'll play what I can of this. This was a song. Okay. It's Riders in the Sky. They were cowboys.
Right.
And they did a Christmas album.
Oh.
And I'll play as much as we can as we head toward the top of the hour. It is the Cowboys' 12 Days of Christmas.
I have a great one.